NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Paddy Hirsch. The United Kingdom and its economy are in, and there's only one word for it, Adrian, tatters.
Oh, I could think of a few more words.
Or maybe a shambles.
The country's Prime Minister, Liz Truss, took a thumping over the economy during yesterday's parliamentary question time.
She should have come to this house to explain herself and to apologise to the millions of people.
She did more than apologise. After just 44 days following the departure of both her finance minister and her interior minister, she resigned. And this is not a small thing. The UK is the sixth largest economy in the world. Its capital, London, is one of the biggest and most influential hubs in the global financial system.
And the troubles that have hit the UK are also threatening other nations, including the US. Troubles like inflation, political instability, and slowing productivity.
Productivity. It's one of the most important metrics in an economy. It's the core driver of growth. It's how you make more with less. And it's vital to an increase in living standards. And in the UK, productivity has been sluggish for years. So sluggish that Liz Truss took aim at it with an aggressive combination of policies that nearly crashed the British economy when they all went wrong.
So on today's show, how did the UK get caught in this productivity slump in the first place? That's coming up after the break.
The show is supported by NPR sponsor Burrow, the furniture company that's reinventing everything you thought you knew about furniture. Get free shipping on every order, including the new Union Collection. Take $75 off your order today at burrow.com/indicator.
Since Liz Truss announced her resignation, the British pound has recovered a hair, but the yield on British government bonds peaked at nearly 5%. That has driven home mortgage rates up to painful levels. And Truss's resignation sent waves barreling across the Atlantic, some of them splashed up on Wall Street and pushed the U.S. stock market down initially this morning.
And the U.K. is now a laughingstock across the world. Its own press compared Truss to a rotting head of lettuce and noted that the lettuce actually outlived her.
Ooh. I am thrilled to have been crowned victorious in these charred times.
European publications mocked the UK's decision to exit the European Union 2 years ago. Italy's most read newspaper ran with the headline, "Panic in London. We have become the new Italy."
This comparison with Italy, which used to be infamous for the short-lived nature of its governments, has a particular sting to it. And not just because it shows how politically unstable the UK has become.
It also points to both countries' low growth, bloated public services, and sluggish productivity, a long-lived feature of the UK economy that Truss vowed to reverse. Diane Coyle is a professor of public policy at the University of Cambridge. She says the UK has been struggling with sluggish productivity since even before the 2008 financial crisis.
Rises in living standards across the board depend on productivity going up, and that hasn't happened. We've had flatlining productivity since the mid-2000s. And while, compared to other countries, they've had slowdowns, we've just had a much worse slowdown than anybody else.
So before 2007, UK productivity was second only to the US. But over time, Britain has fallen back. So between 2009 and 2019, Britain's productivity growth rate was the second slowest in the G7 group of wealthy nations. Second only to, you guessed it, Italy.
So what went wrong? Diane told The Economist newspaper that trying to identify the cause of Britain's weak productivity growth is kind of like looking for the killer in an Agatha Christie mystery. Everybody turns out to have done it.
It's a system problem, and I can give you a list of things that have gone wrong. Low investment, very centralised government decision-making, really inadequate skills training, constant chopping and changing of policies, an economy that's much too weighted towards financial services and professional services at the expense of manufacturing.
And add to all that, a suspect that a lot of people are pointing their fingers at, Brexit. Soumaya Keynes is the Britain economics editor for The Economist.
That created all sorts of uncertainty, instability, and that made it harder for businesses to plan in the kinds of productive investments that would be good for the economy.
That uncertainty may have depressed business investment in the UK by as much as 11% in 2019. A study from the Bank of England estimated that the Brexit process has cut the productivity of British companies by as much as 5%. Output per hour worked in Britain is far below that in the United States, Germany, and France.
Brexit's effects on the UK economy may only be short-term, though. And that's because a lot of the productivity drain came from executives spending time planning and preparing for that transition. Over time, the uncertainty over Brexit should fade.
But other potential causes of a lack of productivity in the UK are more entrenched. The lack of investment by both the government and the private sector is a big one.
When people talk about investment, they're talking about a few different things. You can think about investment in plants and machinery. You know, The Economist buys me a new computer to write my brilliant articles with. There's a new machine I have to make something in a much faster and more efficient way. But there's also other kinds. There's intangible investment that you can't touch so easily, like building brands or intellectual property or designing better processes, that kind of know-how. So there is that other kind of investment that's much harder to measure, but is very important in a services-based economy like Britain's.
The amount of money the UK government spends on investment in businesses is relatively small compared to the private sector. But the government does have the vital role of creating the conditions that encourage spending by private sector companies.
A necessary condition for healthy investment is certainty and stability, and an expectation from businesses that there's going to be a strong economy and healthy demand. And so it's really those necessary conditions that haven't really been satisfied over the past few years.
The resulting lack of investment has put the UK on the back foot compared to its peers. A report from the London School of Economics and the Resolution Foundation think tank find that business capital investment in Britain was 10% of gross domestic product in 2019, compared with 13% on average in the US, Germany, and France. And the UK government spends a lot less on research and development, too.
Another huge drag on the UK's productivity: a planning system that is so devolved and complicated that it makes it really, really difficult to build anything in Britain. So in comes Liz Truss, and she wants to take aim at all of these productivity killers with her mini budget. Problem is that she tried to combine all these reforms with a package of massive tax cuts all at the same time. I mean, basically, Liz Truss is like trying to walk and chew gum and do yoga and make a cup of tea at the same time, and also bake a cake.
Now, that's an episode of the British Baking Show I would watch.
I think her sequencing was wrong. Now, if you step back, her primary objective was going for growth, right? And that is admirable. Well done, Liz Truss, identifying this huge problem and really trying to fix it. But yeah, there are huge vested interests that want to see the current planning system kept as it is. And, you know, with her announcement of lots of unfunded tax cuts, investors took fright, right? We've got a hostile global economic environment. It was a very risky environment in which to try to do that.
The UK is caught in a bind that's been exacerbated by external issues in the global economy, particularly the war in Ukraine. If the UK wants to increase productivity, it needs to boost investment. But that means cutting domestic spending, which will squeeze households in a particularly difficult time and cause pain for years to come.
Another path could be to attract foreign investment, but a big part of that would involve lowering taxes. And the demise of Liz Truss shows just how tough it is to get that kind of tax policy passed during hard economic times. So here's Truss being mocked by the leader of the political opposition, a guy named Sir Keir Starmer, just before she resigned.
I've got the list here. 45p tax cut, gone. Corporation tax cut, gone. 20p tax cut, gone. 2-year energy freeze, gone. Tax-free shopping, gone. Economic credibility, gone.
Mr. Speaker.
Poor Liz Truss. She was dealt a bad hand from the get-go. Her successor isn't likely to do much better in the shuffle.
This episode is produced by Nikki Willett with engineering by Gilly Moon. Dylan Stallone checked the facts. Viet Le is our senior producer. Kaken Cannon edits the show. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.